Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on Earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want
a new world order. A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. The Illuminati wants you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor a reserve. The cashists make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value, then charge you interest. You get the debt. They get the interest. They get the gold.
You get the chaff. They want his
a new world order. A new world order.
Ah, yes, George, we heard you the first time. This is the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we may have been right. You know, right after the election, when Gore started his bullshit, I printed a story on our homepage on the website, and I said in that story that, I gave a scenario whereby this could go into the courts, and there could be no electors chosen for the state of Florida, or even though they may have been chosen by the Secretary of State, since the election would be contested, and this contest would be tied up in court, then Florida's electors would not go on December the 18th in order to cast their vote for president, in which case Al Gore wins. And that's beginning to look like exactly what's happening. And I don't know whether they read it on our webpage or they came up with it themselves, but several callers since then have also voiced the same concern. I got to tell you, there are so many lawsuits and challenges and legal cases filed in the courts right now that if Florida is free to appoint electors by December the 12th, which is the federal cutoff date, so that they can send them on December the 12th, which is the federal cutoff date, so that they can send them to vote on December the 18th for president and vice president, it's going to be a miracle. It really is. And the closer it gets, you know, it's almost the end of November. And there's only 12 days in December. I mean, they have to be appointed by the 12th. By the 12th of December. So that gives everybody 11 days in December to get all of this legal stuff finished. And to tell you quite frankly, folks, the way courts do things, it may not happen. I'm not going to say it won't happen, but it may not happen. Wasn't it Gore that said, you know, let's count the votes when all the votes are counted and, you know, when this is done, when we've satisfied the ruling of the Florida Supreme Court, whatever the outcome is, I'll accept it. Isn't that what he said? Well, he hasn't accepted. He hasn't accepted anything. He didn't accept the first count. He didn't accept the second count. He didn't accept the third count. Some of those counties counted 4 and 5 times. And he hasn't accepted any of them. And this is getting to the point where this could amount to a socialist coup on the White House. Really? Using the old Soviet Union's method of cycle politics. Remember? Remember when I read to you on the air some of the writings of Marx, Karl Marx? That was several years ago, I know, but most of this audience has been with me for a lot longer than that. Remember we read the writings of Marx? And he said, do anything to destroy the target nation in order that socialism may prevail, will win the battle, will come out on top, will eventually control the world. And the ultimate goal of socialism is, of course, communism, according to Marx and Lenin and Stalin and Castro and Mao. There's no doubt about any of it. The Soviet Union perfected a system called cycle politics. And we did some broadcasts on that. We also touched on it when we read New Lies for Old and talked about that on the air. And a lot of other things. We talked about cycle politics. Nobody ever heard of it until Lavrenty Beria, who was the head of the secret police in Russia, the NKVD as it was called then, and it was the whole Soviet Union. Beria was probably one of the most feared men on the face of this earth and is probably responsible for more murders than probably any other man or woman who have ever lived in the history of the world. Unbelievably evil man. Well, he talked about psychopolitics during a speech that he made at Lenin University in Moscow somewhere around 1948-49, and none of the rest of the world had ever heard of it. What the whole gist of it was to turn everything upside down. Make things that had traditionally been accepted in our culture and in our society as the very best things seem to be the very worst. To use our own laws and our own constitution and our own courts against us, which has certainly been done quite a bit, through interpretation and twisting of the meaning, through the changing of the meaning of words, through the demonization of groups of people such as American patriots. I could go on. And I told you over and over and over again that Al Gore and all of the people who follow him, and indeed the entire hierarchy of the Democrat Party, are Marxist socialists to the core. They are following Marx's teachings. They're following the teachings of Lavrenty Beria. They're following the teachings of Joseph Stalin, Vladimir Lenin, Chairman Mao. All of the methods that they perfected to get a toehold in a country which they consider to be the enemy of socialism, and then to take over that country through gradualism using the weapon called psychopolitics, and then as one gets in a position where they can hire others below them, they do so. When they get on a commission or a panel that's responsible for choosing people to do things, they make sure that socialists are chosen. And over a long period of time, what happens is they take over a country and they change the meaning of words and they change what is accepted and what is not. They demonize that which is detrimental to their cause, and they boost up and elevate that which helps their cause. They destroy morals and ethics. They destroy the minds of the young. They destroy the education system. They take over publishing and entertainment industries and begin a full-scale assault upon the population using psychopolitics. You are witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, the Sovietization of the United States of America. It's happening right before your very eyes. Socialism, Illuminism, if you will, the concept that there is no God, that man is God, that man can create a state which is more important than man himself and is the ultimate God, and that everyone must sacrifice and be subservient to the socialist state, may sound like strange stuff to some of you, but it is the God's awful truth. I have once again attempted to keep abreast of what's happening over the weekend, and of course all day today, and I have watched as the officials in the state of Florida dutifully carried out the orders of their Florida Supreme Court, even though those orders were against the law of the state of Florida and did away with the balance of power in the state of Florida. Completely unconstitutional. Nevertheless, they carried out the order and they allowed the hand count to go forward, and those hand counts that were finished and were submitted to the Florida State Attorney General, State Secretary of Defense. Attorney General has nothing to do with it. Those hand counts that were finished by that time were submitted to the Florida State Secretary of State, and she dutifully, filling the requirements of her office, certified the vote of all of the counties of the state of Florida and declared that Florida's electors would be sent to vote for George W. Bush for president and Mr. Cheney as vice president on December the 18th with the Electoral College. Of course, the electors are not bound to that, not even by the laws of the state of Florida. And so no matter what the Florida Secretary of State declares or what the states have declared for their electors in all of the other 49 states of the Union, no one is really and truly going to know who the President of the United States is going to be until January the 6th. And I'm telling you right now, there still may be a surprise in store for all of us. I have no idea. But if Gore gets his way and throws out the 25 electors for the state of Florida and makes all of the stuff that, all of the rhetoric that he's been spouting all of this time into meaningless nonsense, for instance, every vote counts, every citizen should be able to vote for president. Well, I tell you right now, he's in the process of trying to delay in the courts the selection of the electors by the state of Florida so that no citizen in the state of Florida will have cast any vote for president or vice president because their electors will not participate, if this continues the way it's going, in the voting by the Electoral College on December the 18th. And if that happens, Lavrenti, Beria, Joseph Stalin, Lenin, Karl Marx, Chairman Mao, and Fidel Castro will have the last laugh. And so I'm telling you now, I'm warning you now, I'm giving you fair warning right now, if this is really what's going on, we're watching a communist takeover of the United States of America. If that's really what's going on. And every day it's beginning to look more and more like that's exactly what may be going on. Whether Gore manages to twist this around so the courts rule in his favor and he gets the benefit of the vote of the electors for the state of Florida, or whether he manages to delay the selection of electors so that Florida doesn't send any electors and still gains the White House, you're watching a Marxist, socialist, communist takeover of this country right now. That's what's happening. And so I'm warning you, I'm giving you fair warning, that if you belong to a militia, you had better get yourselves ready. You'd better get yourselves ready. And if you don't, you better seek out and join one. And if you can't find one, start one of your own. All my life, ladies and gentlemen, I have watched this happen in other countries. I've watched it. It happened in other countries all around the world. As the Soviet change agents moved in, and the socialist Marxists in those countries worked their wiles and used psychopolitics against the population, we watched country after country after country fall to communism. The United States set out to stop the spread of communism, and even when we intervened with all of the might of our military forces and all of the power that the money that we can bring to bear, and we never stopped them, not ever, not once, not ever did we ever stop a communist takeover of any country. Never. How many young men died trying to prevent the takeover of South Vietnam by the communist North? How many young men have died in Korea to stop the communist takeover of the South by the communist North? And guess what? Now it's being done by peaceful means. Within a couple of years, we'll be bringing all of our troops home from Korea, and North and South Korea will become one. In the beginning, it won't be capitalist, it won't be communist, it will be socialist. The whole country will become socialist. What's the ultimate goal of socialism? Communism. In all of our history in fighting communism, we have never stopped them, not even once, because our leaders and the American people have never understood the nature of the beast until they started listening to my broadcast. Or unless they studied what the communists around the world have been teaching to revolutionaries and to guerrilla fighters and so-called freedom fighters. You hear that term, freedom fighter? That means communist. It always has. So make sure you don't call yourself freedom fighters. Make sure you call yourself restorers. We want to restore a constitutional republican government, and when we restore it, we want to set in place provisions in addition, that will ensure that none of this ever happens again. So I said this years ago when I saw all this coming. And it began the largest recruiting effort for the militias of this nation that have ever occurred in this country since the Civil War. And the only time before that was the Revolutionary War. So there are many militias in place. There are many people ready. I said it then, in an effort to form the infrastructure of the militia and to begin the training that we would need at some future date, and that some future date is beginning to look mighty near. To arms. To arms. Seek out and join a militia. If you cannot find a militia, form one of your own. Make sure that you understand the law concerning militias. Make sure that you are operating in a lawful manner for the purpose of performing your duty as a militia member and as a citizen of the state in which you live, in order to stop the subversion that is happening in this country and to restore constitutional republican government as guaranteed to us by Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution for the United States of America. Make sure you know and understand every word of every portion of the Constitution of your state governing the militia, and every word of every statute and every law of the laws and statutes of your state governing the militia. Make sure you understand exactly what the Constitution for the United States of America has to say about the militia, and make sure you understand all the federal laws and statutes concerning the militia of the United States of America. To arms. To arms. Make sure your people are trained. Make sure that you build an infrastructure of civilian operatives in your community that can help you by passing on communications, by furnishing you with clothing and food and medical supplies and many other things. Not the least of which is information, intelligence. Make sure that you have built an intelligence network in your community and in your state, and that you are hooked up nationwide with as many sources of information as you can possibly find. And make sure you have a system of screening that information so that you're not following will-o'-the-wisps, ghosts, swamp gas, bullshit, rumors. Make sure that you know how to separate fact from fiction. And make sure that you understand that the enemies of the Republic understand how to use counterintelligence effectively against you in order to feed you information so that you will do what they want you to do, so that they can entrap you, or so that they can cause you to move your forces into an ambush where you can be annihilated. And it's okay if you have government informants in your organization as long as you know who they are, because you can use them to feed information to our enemies for the very same reasons. To arms. To arms. Most of the American people haven't the slightest idea what is happening or what has been happening for such a long period of time in this country to take us down the tubes, literally. To institute a system of societal and legal chaos in this country, followed by a protracted period of political chaos. With the population constantly bombarded with television, movies, books, and newspapers that twist the meanings of words, change traditions and cultural habits, destroy the fiber of the morality and ethical behavior of the citizenry. To bring about the destruction of the belief of God, the destruction of God Himself, if it's all possible that they can do it. And for many people, they have succeeded. Remember the slogan, God is dead? I can assure you God is not dead. But if you're sitting back waiting for God or Jesus or anyone else to come and save you, they will not do it unless you first are willing to fight the battle against evil on the side of God. And all of you are sitting back waiting anyway. You already screwed up a whole bunch of times. The last time was the year 2000, remember? Remember when you were all calling this broadcast and writing me letters telling me that Jesus was coming? As soon as the clock ticked over into the year 2000, Jesus would be here. The Mahdi would be here. For those who believe in the Islamic faith, the Messiah would be here for the Messianic Jews. Well, they didn't come, and I told you that they would not come. I told you they would not be here. Would not. And they were not. And I'm telling you that unless you are worthy, they're not coming anytime soon either. And you can take that to the bank. I don't care what you believe or who you believe in or who taught you or what church you go to or what bullshit artist standing in the pulpit you've been listening to. If you're a Christian, there's only one person you better be listening to, and that's the words of Jesus in your Bible. Stop listening to these preachers and these con artists and these churches. Read the words of Jesus. Those are the only words that you need be concerned with. And don't listen to somebody else who's going to interpret them for you, tell you what you're supposed to believe about what he said. If you can't figure it out, you're not worthy. Remember what he said? Neither have I said anything in secret. So all of you out there that think that he confused his words so nobody could understand it, but you, bullshit. He said very clearly, neither have I spoken anything in secret. You'll find that, ladies and gentlemen, when he was being interrogated prior to his crucifixion. Just to bring you out of a little confusion there. I don't care who it is. If they've been telling you what to believe about the Christian religion, you have fallen into deception. reading his words is the same as standing in front of him, listening to him speak. And most of you are so lazy that you don't even want to open the book and do it. You want to call yourselves Christian. And you want to pass on the rumor and the bullshit and the lies and the manipulations and the agendas of all of these other people who pretend to be teaching you what Jesus taught. And it's all bullshit. I don't care what church it is. I don't care who's up there standing in the pulpit. It's all bullshit. They all have agendas. And if it's a huge church, the agenda usually revolves around money. If it's one of these charismatic TV people, they never preach anything except... Or did you not notice? And if you did not notice, I mean, how could you keep from it? Have you ever heard Paul Crouch or any of those people ever, Benny Hinn, any of them ever say anything other than what God said or Jesus said about giving money? And what's the whole build-up of everything that they do? It's to pass that plate before you leave that hall. You better believe it. And what huge, gigantic church, preached to its congregation that they could not consume caffeine in any form, from any source whatsoever, until they bought the Pepsi-Cola bottling company, and then they informed their congregation that it's okay to drink Pepsi. Why? Because Pepsi brings them lots of money on the bottom line. And all of their congregation are new customers that soft drink has never had before. And that soft drink contains large amounts of caffeine. Get the picture? Hypocrites and liars. To arms. Make sure you know what you're doing and why. Make sure you understand that you cannot be free unless you're willing to die for freedom. You cannot and will not be free. And we are not progressing into any sort of freedom or great democratic freedom or democratic anything. Democracy, democratic this and democratic that is a code word for socialism. Lenin and Marx both said, democracy is indispensable to socialism, and the ultimate goal of socialism is communism. These are the people who invented it, supposedly. And I think they knew exactly what they were talking about. Exactly. And don't think for one moment that you're going to be better off in a socialist world than you were in the United States of America before this subversion began. No people in the history of the world ever had it as good as Americans had it. But we'll cease to have pretty soon. Look around to socialist nations and you will see how you're going to live. And you will see that in those nations the government has control over every facet of every person's life, all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the month, and every month of the year, and every year. There is no peace, there is no rest, there is no escape. And you're all victims, and you're all dependent, you're all children, wards of the state. And it is the state's job to take care of you because you are not capable, and you are not responsible, and you couldn't possibly do it on your own. Isn't that what they want us to believe? Don't you think? Isn't that what they've been telling us for long periods of time? Have you been listening? Phones are open, 520-333-4578. 520-333-4578. Phones are open. We're taking your calls for the rest of the hour. Good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing fine.
Okay. This is Tom from Colorado. I've called a couple times.
Hi, Tom.
I've been listening to your show for quite a while, and tonight for the first time in your voice I can hear real concern for this country because of what's going on.
Well, there's always been real concern for this country, or I wouldn't do this show.
I understand that. But I watched that man an hour and a half ago or so.
Scary. Scary.
And say that every vote counts.
Yeah, scary, isn't it?
The same man that, I don't remember, 5, 6, 7 months ago got on and said, I will do whatever it takes to win this election.
Yep.
The same man.
Yeah.
And while all this bullshit is going on, all the problems in the world are continuing that we're not hearing nothing about. It's like Elian Gonzalez, you know? That's all we heard about for months. Now, this is focusing the American people away from what's really going on in the world right now.
I wouldn't be too concerned about what's going on in the world right now. I would be very concerned about what's going on in this country right now.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree with you there. And
we have the military to deal with the world if we need to.
True.
But unless people are dealing with the communist takeover in this country, you're not going to be worried about the world at all, believe me. Listen to what Psychopolitics says about what's happening right now.
Okay. My son right now is in Japan, in Misawa, Japan. And
yeah, listen to this. Did you hear me say listen?
Yes, sir.
Okay, listen to me.
Okay.
Use the courts. Use the judges. Use the constitution of the country. Use its medical societies and its laws to further our ends. Do not stint in your labor in this direction, and when you have succeeded, you will discover that you can now effect your own legislation at will, and you can, by careful organization of healing societies, by constant campaign about terrors of society, by pretense to your effectiveness, make your capitalist himself, by his own appropriations, finance a large portion of the quiet communist conquest of the nation.
And who's that a quote from?
That's a quote from Psychopolitics.
Okay.
In specific, Lavrenti Beria said it.
Okay.
And you'll find, I'm reading directly from an article by Mike Blair in the Spotlight.
Yes, we get that.
Every once in a while, the Spotlight publishes something that's right on. But if you were listening to this broadcast, years ago, we did a whole series on this how the nation would eventually be taken over by these people using the Soviet weapon of psychopolitics.
Correct. I've only been listening for a few months, though, because I've only had a radio that could pick it up for a few months.
Well, you're here and you're learning, and that's what counts.
And I'm very concerned, too, and it's you know, when people worried about Y2K and everything, that was just like a little test. That was
Y2K did not exist. There was no ripple. That was a shock test to find out how they could propagandize a nation to believe something that was not a threat at all.
Correct.
And it worked wonderfully. It had everybody running around chasing their tail instead of doing what they were supposed to do. And out of the whole nation, I was the only one that said, it's bullshit, don't pay any attention to it, absolutely nothing is going to happen.
Correct. Well, these next 60 days are going to be pretty, how do I want to say this, on end, on nerve to see what's going to happen, really.
If Gore succeeds, the government will be in the complete hands of socialism and communists.
Correct.
And if that happens, then the salvation of this nation falls to the militias.
Correct. Exactly. Exactly.
And there will be no reason to wait any longer. Period.
And like I said last week, before Thanksgiving, I called in. Everyone should see the movie The Patriot with Mel Gibson.
Yes.
Everyone.
Absolutely.
To know what it took and what it may take again.
That's right.
God bless you. We'll talk to you later, Bill.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. If all of you people have been listening to this broadcast for all these years and you thought it was all bullshit, you're watching it happen right in front of your eyes right now. Right now they're doing exactly, following the Soviet outline, exactly. Exactly. 520-333-4578 is the number. I'm going to take your calls for the rest of the hour, which is, I don't know, about 15 minutes, 13 minutes, something like that. 520-333-4578 is the number. I must have shocked you all. Must have just shocked you to pieces. Well, good. You need a good shock. I mean, what's going on? How come you guys can't figure this stuff out for yourself? Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. Nick from New York.
Hello, Nick.
A couple of things. One, I want to confirm what you were saying about Beria.
Mm-hmm.
My father, back in the 50s, he was American-born, but his mother was Russian, took him back to Russia in around 1910. And when he came back here, he always told me when I was young, don't worry about Stalin, don't worry about Khrushchev, don't worry about this. Worry about Beria. He's the worst man, the most powerful man in the Soviet Union. And I it was hard for me to believe him at the time, but history and what I've learned and what you said has proven that to be a fact. The other thing that I wanted to say was, when you were talking about Christians, the being a born again Christian and having discovered the King James Bible, I would only attend the church that where they preach that Bible at, and because of that, I've been put down because I can't find the church where that Bible is
yeah.
read exclusively. So
yeah, good luck, because he's part of psychopolitics is to change the meaning of things, and so all of these new Bibles. You look, and they have changed the meanings. They have tried to put the words of the Bible into so-called modern language so that you can better understand it. But what they've really done is made it so that you couldn't possibly understand it.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. But the one thing I wanted to give to Christians...
They've even tried to make it politically correct.
Oh, definitely. But the one thing I'd like to give out to Christians is that within a couple of days of first being challenged with not belonging to a church, I discovered a little article which pointed me to Ephesians 1:22-23, chapter 1, verse 22-23, which talks about the body of Christ, and this is the church, and I am part of the body of Christ, therefore I am in his church. So, you know...
Why does anybody need a church? What is this American thing about you have to have a church? Jesus said, wheresoever two or more congregate in my name, there will I be also.
Right. This is what I mean. And this statement, you know, from these two verses prove that I am in a church. And the church.
Why did you go to Ephesians? Why didn't you read the words of Jesus?
Because I'm reading and reading, you know.
If you want to be a Christian, read what Jesus said. That's all you ever need to know, and he says it all. He says it all. Everything.
I agree. I agree. And most beautifully, too. And one last thing. You remember your book, Behold the Failed Horse, when you spoke about the Galileo Project?
No, I forgot all about my book.
Okay, do you remember?
Go ahead. Of course I remember my book. I wrote the darn thing.
Okay. Do you know that the Galileo is still on an extended mission around Jupiter?
Yes, I know.
Okay. And
they did not do what they were supposed to do.
Right. And there was an article in the New Age Monitor by Constance Cumby, who's a New Ager, that talks about Malachi Martin. And this was on
Can you hurry up and get to the point, please?
Okay.
You're taking a long time to say something that you could say really quick.
Malachi
Just get
Martin,
to it.
Prolific Catholic writer. Anticipated signs in the sky regarding the current Pope. The Pope was expecting a worldwide sign in the sky.
And it would be a fission event.
Right, and that he would become the new world leader for the one world religion.
Yeah.
So, it's just a confirmation of what you wrote.
Oh, yeah. As soon as Malachi Martin found out from rumor what I had written, he came directly to my booth at one of the places I went to speak and purchased three copies of my book. One I know went to the Vatican, one he kept, and I don't know what he did with the other one. Got to let you go.
You're probably on their list.
520-333-4578 is the number. I'm going to take your calls for the rest of the hour. Wasn't trying to cut him off, folks. It's just that it was getting really long-winded there. It's taking a long time to say something. And, you know, I don't care what you want to talk about. Just try not to drag it out, you know, so that you're writing a book on the air. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. Ed from Connecticut here.
Hello, Ed.
I tell you, it hasn't been going on. Well, let's put it this way. It's not new. It's been going on now at least for 10 and 15 years. What we're seeing is just the end culmination of it.
Got news for you. It's been going on in this country since the Yalta Conference.
Well, I haven't been paying enough attention to it to recognize that, but I have been observing that everywhere you look today, responsibility and willingness to take the consequences of your own actions and be responsible for your own safety is on the wane. Anything you do that, say, could cause you physical harm, you can always find somebody to pay for it through the courts. In this respect, the dictum of the cycle of politics that you will use the courts, use the law, use the Constitution to subvert.
Yeah, if you're walking through the forest today and you run into a tree,
you can
sue the Forest Service.
bad news. Oh, sure. And the other thing is, again, in twisting meanings. Now, you look at the attacks on Catherine Harris. Very few of the attacks on Catherine Harris by the Democrats have dealt or have any reference to the truth of what she had no reference to the fact that she was upholding the law.
Of course not.
Attacks on her personal appearance, attacks, or they simply stated, oh, well, she's a Republican lackey. She is, of course, Bush's campaign manager.
Yeah, not explaining that the person who's spouting that bullshit was a Democrat lackey.
Well, yeah, that was... I can't think of these guys' names. The only guy I can think of right now is David Boyce, because I saw him over the weekend.
How about this guy, Paul Begala?
Paul Begala. Yeah, okay, that's the guy.
You talk about a scum. I mean, he's right up there with Schumer.
Right. Oh.
Him and Schumer are probably roommates.
Yeah, I was on Schumer's case sometime.
Disgusting, before. Disgusting people.
Yeah.
That Paul Begala is the kind of guy who would tie you up to a chair and smile real big and talk to you in a wonderful voice and crack a joke while he slits your throat.
Yeah.
Schumer's the same way.
I've been meaning to ask you for a long time. Have you ever read Plato's Republic?
Of course.
All right, okay. No, I don't need to know anymore. I just want to make sure you're familiar with it.
Yeah.
Because, again, he outlines the
I've
the
also
state
read,
of oppression.
Also read Bacon's New Atlantis.
Well, I haven't read that.
Well, it's an extension of what Plato wrote, only it was a blueprint for what was supposed to occur here in the New World.
Hey, I'm going to let you go.
All right.
Thanks for taking the call. I'm glad to see that it's very difficult to get through to you. People are very interested.
Well,
keep up the good work.
Thank you. Join a militia. 520-333-4578. Join a militia. If you can't find one, form one. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill. I'd like to share with you a favorite quote of mine from Beria. Of course, I can't get it exact because it was in Russian, but from an old high school teacher. Beria said, if we didn't occasionally punish the innocent, what would they have to fear?
Yeah.
And also I'd like to talk, if I could take a little time. Well,
we don't have time.
Yeah, basically, two big lies tonight. One is, of course, the vote's not being counted. I won't talk about that.
He always says the vote's not being counted. How many times have the votes been counted?
Yeah.
And still, Gore says they haven't been counted. I'm just sick of hearing. I am absolutely sick of hearing it.
Yep. I'm not going to talk about that. He's talking about the intimidation of the meeting of the Dade County election board, the so-called riot and so on like that. Well, first of all, statistics will show that the reason they're not counting Dade County is because it would be a gain for Bush. That's been done very nicely by Michael Barone and some other people. The other thing is that, I mean, I saw this live on TV when it happened. The people in the hallway who were pressing and making the noise were largely reporters who objected to being shut out of the meeting.
Yeah, I saw that also, and you're absolutely correct. They were reporters, and they wanted to be in there with their cameras and their notebooks and their, TV cameras and their microphones and all that kind of stuff.
And there were also present some Cubans, and they were mostly outside, but what they were chanting was count the vote, because they had been told that... the commissioners weren't going to count the votes from the Republican districts, and that went out on a radio station, so a lot of...
Listen, I got to let you go.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Got time for one more call, folks. 520-333-4578 if you want to get in here right at the tail end of the hour. You've got your opportunity right now. 520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for taking my call. This is the Florida state legislators are thinking about having an emergency session to appoint new electors in case this isn't taken care of by the 12th.
Yeah, and they're the only ones with the constitutional authority to do whatever they want. They're the ones charged by the Constitution for the United States of America to choose the method by which Florida chooses its electors, and they can choose any method they wish, including that they choose them.
Absolutely.
And all they got to do is meet, pass a law, and do it. Well, they better hurry up because they don't have much time left. And all this stuff in the courts, I mean, all they have to do to wipe out all these things in the courts is to do that. And then all of these suits and everything that they brought in the courts will be moot at that point and will not have any bearing on anything whatsoever. But I don't know if they have the political will to do it.
I know they're talking about it, so I just Just keep sending them email and get them on.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
All right. Have a good night, Bill. God bless.
That's it, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie, Pooh, and Allison. I love you.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door.
And it's coming soon.
Something's not right.
Throw out your hands. Witness them while passing. We're here from the government. We're here from the
And I'm from the IRS with a power to tax. If you've got a complaint, send us a fax.
Get out of this house. Surrender your guns. Give me your gold. You better obey if you want to grow old. Dance against them and do what you're told.
Hillary Shalala, Reno Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike. Demonic founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Pike said Lucifer is God across this land. And Clinton saying take the mark in your right hand. While we're all dancing to the drums of the Fourth Reich, Clinton's preparing us for another huge tax hike. Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, creates a panic and rape the nation. Crisis creation. Incite black and white program education.
Don't resist! You're surrounded by the UN in white and blue, the ATF, the men in black, from the One World Order.
But it's not new. Iron Mountain, computer beasts, and cattle mutilations. White projects, UFOs, and weird genetic combinations. The Nazi doctors didn't die. Come on, get hip. They came here with the OSS through Operation Paperclip. National ID, debit card? Yeah. Vaccination biochip, milk carton kits, genetic engineering. Clinton says her health plans for you and your own good. Sure. And Adolf Hitler's Robin Hood. Or who? Masonic mind manipulation. Inciting riots, it's crisis creation. Order. Biochip implantation. Vaccinate your kid for UN identification.
This is a test for all of us. So I have today just one simple request. A comprehensive package of health care benefits that are always there and can never be taken away. Never be taken away.
Ethnic theory, social illusion, media hype, planned confusion,
Masonic religion, it's a lie. Not your praying for a Luciferian Messiah.
Illuminati thinks that they're enlightened, that they're to be the gods of Earth, born of incest from the sons of Satan and their sisters in satanic birth. Hidden agenda, Kissinger, Nixon, Ford, and Bill, while your kids out back smoking crack for some cheap thrill. They've numbed us down and dumbed us down with fluoride TV drugs, the NEA, and public schools. They've taken your brightest and our best and made them public fools. With managed media, brain-bending lies and stealth, the banksters stole your wealth. Johnson, Bush, Carter, Reagan, Gore, and Dan, they've all been pushing pipes, Masonic master plan.